Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Music Haven Concert Series is celebrating 25 years of presenting world-class concerts in Schenectady, New York. This season, they'll present Eileen Ivers, Conjunto Chapotín y Sus Estrellas, James Cotton, Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, and Ghost Train Orchestra. All their shows are scheduled to take place in Schenectady Central Park on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage, with a rain site at Proctor's in case of inclement weather. Eileen Ivers has been called the Jimi Hendrix of the violin and will perform this coming Sunday with special guests Ana Olivia. Music Haven will further celebrate 25 years with a Blues Sunday gala dinner in advance of their July 27th concert featuring James Cotton. Mona Golub is the Music Haven Concert Series producing artistic director, and she joins us now to tell us more. Mona, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you, Sarah. Good morning.
It's great to have you here.
Nice to be here.
So you started this whole thing 25 years ago.
I did. I realized that I was traveling outside of the area to see diverse music in other communities, and I started to wonder why it wouldn't come through the Capital Region of New York. I noticed that the stage in the center of Central Park was not being used with any regularity, so I went to ask the mayor at the time, Karen Johnson, if she would mind if I put together a series. And I've really kind of learned over the years, over the last 25 years, how incredible it is to find musicians all over the United States, all over the world, who indeed are willing to pass through this area on the route to sharing their music and their culture with us.
And how do you find the artists that you schedule each season?
Well, I've been lucky enough to develop relationships with agents all over the nation. And in fact, some of them have management internationally. And with today's social networking, it's much easier to keep in touch with folks. But conversations happen all year round. So I know who will be touring for a couple of weeks during the summer and where they're headed and if it's a possibility that they can stop in Schenectady.
Is the length of the season, the number of concerts per summer, always the same, or does it vary depending on people's schedules?
Well, the very first summer, we had only 5 shows. It's been 6 ever since. And they do happen consecutively at this point in time. For a number of years, it was every other Sunday. And certainly, we do have to pass on some artists who are touring at different times than when the series happens. But we managed to luck out with the plethora of talent that's out there and put together an eclectic series that reflects many different cultures every year.
You've said a few times now it's eclectic and different things you don't always see here. What types of musicians are you looking for? What are some of these differences that you're bringing through from what else comes through the region?
Well, there really are so many artists who are at the peak of their genre, and it's not necessarily a mainstream genre that gets play on the radio or exposure on television necessarily, and yet they're outstanding and they're doing something original. And it's as interesting to watch as it is wonderful to listen to. So I would say I look for a general hook in an artist. If their story is amazing, you know, how have they figured out how to get out of Africa, like Mukumba that started the series this year, won a series of music crossroad contests that started in their hometown and became regional and then interregional in Harare. And then they were able to win a contest that allowed them to record their first album and tour Europe. And that's really where it began for them back in 2006. And if not for that launching point or pad, they would not have had the opportunity to become known and to get management in Belgium and a tour coordinator in Seattle who would help create the first North American tour for them, which we happen to have been the first stop on just a couple of weeks ago. So some of those stories I just find fascinating, and when the music is fabulous, and I really believe that the band deserves to be heard by an appreciative crowd, things just click and they happen.
So we missed them. We missed Mukumba on the 29th of June. But what is coming up for the rest of the season? This Sunday is Eileen Ivers.
Eileen Ivers, yes. I was privileged to bring her in back in 2001 to Washington Park when I ran a Monday night series there. She was phenomenal then, and we knew her then as a founding member of Cherish the Ladies and the first real star of Riverdance. Since then, she's played with Sting and Hall & Oates and the Chieftains and toured with symphonies and won many accolades, Grammys and otherwise, so it'll be a delight to have her back. She is a fiddle prodigy and a monster on the fiddle, as they say. Jimi Hendrix, that about says it. And she will put on a fabulous show. Week after that, we are bringing in a band from Cuba that, like Mocumba, has never played the United States before.
Wow.
Conjunto Chapultín y sus Estrellas have been around for about 70 years. So they are about as classic as a Cuban band is. That's a 12-piece band with a 4-piece trumpet section and congas and bongos and rhythm.
Very danceable.
Definitely bring your dancing shoes that night. And then, of course, as you've mentioned, the next week on July 27th, we've got James Cotton, who is a blues legend, not only a protege of Sonny Boy Williamson II, but is one of the few living players today who has played and recorded with both Howlin' Wolf and Muddy Waters. But he is a legend in his own right, and he will show us that on Music Haven on the 27th. Then we're going to Louisiana on August 3rd with Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys, a little bit of Zydeco, bring your dancing shoes again.
Mm-hmm.
And we finish off the season on August 10th with Ghost Train Orchestra, which was a fabulous project. Talk about a story. Brian Carpenter, who's a composer, arranger, and trumpeter himself, was asked to put together a special musical celebration for the historic Regent Theater in Boston. And it was at that point in time that he pulled together what is Ghost Train Orchestra today, which now has a life of its own, but dedicated to resurrecting the music of Harlem and Chicago in the 1920s and 30s. This 10-piece group that features clarinets, trumpets, trombone, stand-up bass, tuba, violins, has just an incredible rich sound that you would think is 20 players, and they will fill the stage for our grand finale this year.
I mentioned in the introduction that the series is scheduled to take place outside, weather permitting.
Yes.
And of course, that's the dream. That's the ideal in the summer, to be out under the stars and hooting it up. But you do have the built-in rain sight at Proctor's. How did you work with Proctor's to make sure that could happen?
Yeah, luckily we do. We've had Proctor's as a rain sight here and there in the past, but this year forged a new, renewed relationship with them. And they are serving as the rain sight for the entire series, which is just fabulous because people know where to find it.
Mm-hmm.
It's comfortable. It's accessible. There's good parking. And we can ensure that the concert will happen, which is difficult during the summer here.
Absolutely.
In the Great Northeast when it rains every third day.
Right. And at what point in the schedule do you make the call to switch to the rain site?
Well, I probably start wringing my hands on Thursday night.
Okay.
As I start to look at
checking the four-day forecast.
Yes, the weather becoming more a reality. We're actually going to make the call at about 1 o'clock on show days.
Okay.
And that information will be posted on Music Haven's website, Facebook page. We will tweet it out and go through our media friends to make sure that the message gets out. We'll also have signs up in the park and signs up at Proctor's. But we'll hope for the best.
Hey, you've got all your bases covered.
Yes.
You just need a dirigible and smoke signals.
There you go.
I'll
add that to the list.
No, you're good. Tell us more about the gala. What happens that night?
Well, this is actually the first time we've done a gala since 2007. It does take a lot of work, and luckily we've got a great committee of volunteers, the gala committee, that's helped put things together. But basically, the gala is an evening that cocoons a great concert. So we've got a barbecue, an upscale barbecue that we call a champagne barbecue planned under the pavilion at the park, which is about 1,500 yards from the stage. And our friends from Homestyle Catering, who are concessionaires at the park and who are cooking up, by the way, not just their Italian specialties all summer long, but ethnic foods to go along with the music and
awesome.
The mood and the culture for each show.
That's wonderful.
So we've got the barbecue from 5 to 7 before the James Cotton concert under the pavilion, and then reserved seating for those who attend as patrons of the gala right in the front for the concert, and a backstage afterglow with dessert and an opportunity to meet James Cotton after the show. So if people are interested in doing that, they can find more information again on our website, www.musichavenstage.org. Actually can purchase tickets right through the website as well.
And you are honoring Karen Johnson at the gala.
We are, with great pleasure. Philip Morris and Kathleen Morris from Proctor's are our honorary chairs. And Karen Johnson, who, as I said, was the mayor 25 years ago when I asked if I could put on a series, is going to be honored not just for saying yes then, but for remaining involved throughout the last 25 years in varying degrees, helping to put together the fundraising for the new Music Haven stage, which we built back in 1997, 98, and helping wherever she could. And we look forward to thanking her in front of the crowd that evening.
Mona Golub is the producing artistic director of the Music Haven Concert Series. Eileen Ivers will perform on the Agnes MacDonald Music Haven stage this Sunday. The Music Haven Blues Sunday Gala will take place on July 27th. For more information about these and other events in Music Haven's 25th anniversary season, you can visit musichavenstage.org. Mona Golub, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
And you heard the T-Bone Shuffle, and you heard the Texas Hot, and you got down at the Checkerboard Lounge with the whiskey on the rocks. Fasten up your seatbelt for a Mississippi Jam, featuring the one and only Cottonmouth Man.